Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
As the U.S. prepares to withdraw its troops from Afghanistan, there are still lingering tensions with Pakistan and Pakistan's relationships with insurgents. Last week, Pakistan said it could do more to prevent militant groups from operating within its borders, but a BBC investigation has now heard allegations that Pakistan's been actively supporting insurgents. David Loyne, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reports that while acting as Washington's ally, Pakistan has secretly been backing the Taliban.
British and American casualties in Afghanistan climbed steeply when the fighting intensified after 2006. New evidence suggests it was then that Pakistan increased its support for the Taliban. The evidence includes an interview with a Taliban commander who claims that Pakistani troops were involved in training camps.
The military would arrive in cars at 8 a.m. and leave at 4 p.m. They were wearing military uniforms, the uniforms of the ISI.
Pakistan denies backing the Taliban, but when he came into office, President Obama asked a former CIA agent, Bruce Riddell, to look into the extent of Pakistan's duplicity.
We saw an insurgency that was not only getting passive support from the Pakistani army and the Pakistani intelligence service, the ISI, but getting active support. Pakistan was raising money, was training the Taliban, even sending in experts with the Taliban for attacks on NATO forces.
When armed gunmen went on the rampage in Mumbai in 2008, the US was convinced they were acting on Pakistan's orders. And the following year, it was only when the US stopped giving Pakistan tip-offs of impending drone strikes that the attacks became successful.
You didn't have to be Sherlock Holmes to put the dots together.
Pakistan denies all of these charges. They're fighting their own campaign against insurgents in the frontier region, and Pakistan Army spokesman General Attar Abbas denies that they back the Taliban.
All the facts on the ground, the evidences, they all speak contrary to this perception that the state or the ISI is in support of these groups.
But Hamid Ghul, a former head of Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, says that for Pakistan's long-term security, it's essential to continue links in Afghanistan.
Can we afford to have a hostile Afghanistan on our back? No, we cannot. The collective wisdom of the nation says that we must continue to have good linkages with Taliban. It is in Pakistan's national interest.
In an Afghan jail, a Taliban insurgent adds to the charge sheet against Pakistan, claiming he was trained as a suicide bomber by the ISI.
We were put in a black vehicle with the black windows. The police did not stop the car because it was obviously ISI. No one dares stop their cars. We drove through Landikotal toward a mountain. At 8 a.m., someone was waiting for us in the mountains near Jalalabad. They told me, find some police or Afghan National Army. Come for lunch and you will receive your explosive waistcoat. But I didn't want to do it.
The willingness of the U.S. to take a hard line in its public statements over Pakistan was seen last month when an assault on the U.S. embassy in Kabul was quickly blamed on Pakistan. But the new revelations raise uncomfortable questions from both the U.S. and U.K. governments, who have large aid budgets in Pakistan and count it as an ally.
David Loyne, correspondent for our partner, the BBC.